Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you believe in yourself? Do you really think that you can make a difference and do well in anything that you do? Well, in today's lesson called The Story of Louis Pasteur, we are going to meet Louis Pasteur, an individual who truly believed in himself and his abilities. Well, throughout today's lesson, I would like you to try answering the following questions. First question, what occupied Louis's mind? And what happened to Joey? Friends, I know you have your magazine, so make sure they are open to today's lesson. And let's begin. Follow me.
The Story of Louis Pasteur. The Value of Believing in Yourself. In France, there once lived a man named Louis Pasteur, who was a doctor of science. The thing that occupied his mind was the disease rabies.
I must find the rabies germs that hide inside people and make them so sick that they die, he thought. Once I find that invisible enemy, I'll think of a way to kill it. I just know I can do it.
Many people thought Pasteur was wasting his time. Some laughed at him and said,
"You'll never do it. No one can find an invisible enemy."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 occupy 这个动词 ，cup 这个字根有抓住或握住的意思，所以 occupy 是指占据，比如说占时间或占空间。例如 ，the thought of becoming a professional actor occupied the boy's mind. 这个男孩满脑子都在想要成为专业演员的事。如果要说某人忙于或者是使某人专注于某件事的话，常常用被动语态加上 with 这个介系词后面再加名词。例如 ，Nathan is occupied with various projects. Nathan 手上有不同的案子在忙。接下来我们来看的是 invisible 这个形容词。IN 是一个否定的字首 ，visible 是指可以看见的，所以 invisible 就是指看不见的或隐形的。例如 ，the virus is so small it is invisible unless you look at it with a microscope。这种病毒非常小，除非你用显微镜去看，要不然是看不见的。或者是 the invisible toxic gas killed the whole troop。这种隐形的毒气让整支部队的人都丧命。Invisible 也指无形的，例如 There's an invisible tension between the couple. 这对夫妻之间有一种无形的紧张气氛。
Oh yes, we, Rebecca, Brittingham.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you ready to learn about someone French?
I'm ready to learn about someone French indeed. Gotta work on my French accent, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if we should have a French accent, but we are learning about a French guy named Louis Pasteur.And he was a very important person when it comes to science and his developments there. So we're learning about this story and the value of believing in yourself. Rebecca, do you believe in yourself?
I have to believe in myself. I believe in myself. Actually, Gabe, sometimes I don't believe in myself as much as I should.
But you're a teacher here at Studio Classroom. You're supposed to be a perfect example. Believe in yourself.
Well, you know...I like being honest. I'm a very honest person. And, you know, I have to practice and I have to work on building that confidence on a regular basis to believe in myself. Because sometimes it's very easy after you make a mistake to want to try again and to really believe that you can do it better.
Well, Rebecca.
Yes.
That's good. You are a good example because you are a very honest person. I appreciate that. You know, we're not perfect, but we do try the best that we can.To believe in ourselves and to try to improve. And I like what you said. I think it's important to do your best. And if you want to be a person that believes in yourself, friends, that means you will try to be confident. That means you will try to do your best to accomplish what you need to do. And you believe that you will accomplish those things.
Exactly. And so perhaps you might not think that you can get into the college of your dreams, but someone might come up to you and tell you, like us,
You just need to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you work hard and you study and you do the research that you need to do, you just might get into that university of your dreams.
Well, friends, I hope you do believe in yourself. I believe your English will improve today. It's already begun. So let's continue. In France, there once lived a man named Louis Pasteur, who was a doctor of science. Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
I want to hear you say his name.
Pasteur.
Hey, nice.
Pasteur. Yeah, you know what comes to my mind when I hear his last name?
Mm.
I think of a pasture with lots of green grass.
Oh, like a
and
field.
Then there's sheep and even a fence.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, keeping the sheep inside.
That's P-A-S-T-U-R-E. And his name sounds a lot like that, except the emphasis is on the second syllable, so it's Pasteur.
Pasteur.
And we're not French, so we might not even be saying his name correctly. But friends, there it is. Louis Pasteur, a doctor of science. The thing that occupied his mind was the disease rabies. Ooh. So he had rabies in his mind?
Okay. No. Louis did not have rabies in his mind. This just means that he was thinking about rabies because that was a very, I don't know if it was a common disease necessarily, but it was definitely a very dangerous disease. So if an animal had rabies and it bit somebody, that person would die.
Right.
There was no cure for it.
Yeah, no cure for rabies. Well, I understand why it would occupy this doctor's mind, because he wants to help people who have been bitten by an animal with rabies, all right? And maybe even help animals, right? So we continue here. I must find the rabies germs that hide inside people and make them sick so that they die, he thought. Once I find that invisible enemy, I'll think of a way to kill it. I just know I can do it. Invisible enemy?
Mm-hmm.
What? Invisible
okay.
enemy.
Well, you know what an enemy is, right?
Yeah.
An enemy. And then if something is invisible, that means that you can't see it. So the idea here is that this enemy, this germ, this disease, is something that people can't see, but it's causing a lot of danger, and it's killing people.
Okay. Well, Louis Pasteur believed that he could find something that could help people, right? He says, I just know I can do it. And that sounds like the phrase that someone might use if they believe in themselves. Do you ever say that? I just know I can do it. Well, you believe in yourself.
Many people thought that Pasteur was wasting his time. Now, before we continue, there's a phrase that we would like to go over with you, and that is a waste of time. Have you ever heard people say, I can't believe you're sitting there playing video games. That is such a waste of time. Or, you know, mm-hmm. arguing is such a waste of time. Why argue about it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, different people think differently about these mm-hmm. things. Maybe someone says, oh, watching TV is such a waste of time. I would say it depends on what you're watching. Don't turn off your TV right now, friends. It is not a waste of time.
Well, some laughed at him and said, you'll never do it. No one can find an invisible enemy. So it sounds like a lot of people thought that Louis was wasting his time or that everything he was doing was a waste of time. But is that true?
Well, did Pasteur care about all of these thoughts? Was he trying to please other people or trying to find a cure? Friends, I believe we have more to learn, but right now it is time for us to go to the InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Many of us watch the news on TV or read it online. We like learning about new things and knowing what is happening around the world.
But it can be difficult to keep up with every new development. So sometimes we hear something that surprises us. When someone tells us something we didn't know, we can respond by saying, that's news to me.
This phrase is usually said when you hear something surprising. Ken, did you know that Sarah is getting married?
That's news to me. I didn't even know she was dating someone. Oh, did you hear about the president's decision to travel to every city in the country and meet with local leaders?
What? How is that even possible?
That's news to me. I didn't even know she was dating someone. Oh, did you hear about the president's decision to travel around the country and meet with local leaders?
That's news to me. How is that even possible?
Good question. Now, from these two examples, you might notice that the phrase, "That's news to me," can be used to respond to something personal, like a friend getting married or an actual news report.
But try not to use this phrase too often. Otherwise, people might think you are being sarcastic or that you don't pay attention to the news.
News 是新闻, 每天都有不同的news, 但我们不一定每一则新闻都知道。 因此,当别人告知我们发生了某件事, 我们从来都没有听说过, 我们就可以说, That's news to me. 意思就是,我是第一次听到。 这句话呢, 也可以用于生活中的大小事。 如果有人告诉你, 某个朋友要结婚了, 你完全没听说, 就也可以回答, That's news to me. 对我来说, 那真是新闻。 而且讲这句话一定是带着讶异的语气。 Wow, that's news to me. 我完全没听说耶。这就是今天的Bells关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Louis Pasteur. Now, Louis Pasteur was occupied with discovering a cure for rabies. Have you ever had anything occupy your mind? Well, of course, a lot of people thought that Louis was wasting his time because he spent a lot of time trying to find a cure for this invisible enemy. But here's an interesting question. Did Louis care what other people thought about him? Think about that as we continue with our next reading.
The story of Louis Pasteur. Pasteur didn't care what people thought. He believed in himself. He kept right on working. Meanwhile, in Germany, a boy named Joey was about to get into trouble. He wasn't a cruel boy. He was just thoughtless, as children sometimes are. He was teasing a dog, but this dog was sick with rabies, which made the dog mad. When Joey got tired of teasing the dog, he started to go home. Unfortunately, the dog escaped from behind the fence and bit Joey. The invisible enemy, the rabies germs, were transferred from the dog to Joey.
OK, 这是我们看 thoughtless 这个形容词。 Thought 是指思考或思想 ,L-E-S-S 是一个代表否定的字尾 所以加在一起,只健考虑的,没有多想的,或者是没有替他人着想的 例如, It's thoughtless of you to tell your secrets to a total stranger 你把自己的秘密告诉一个完全不认识的陌生人是相当欠考虑的 或者是 Sandra isn't a mean girl, she's just thoughtless sometimes Sandra 不是个刻薄的女孩 他只是有时候没有考虑到别人的想法。所以我们看的是 transfer 这个动词 T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有越过的意思。所以 transfer 是指转移或传播。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 R 再加上 ED 或 ING 例如 The disease can be transferred through blood 这个疾病可以透过血液传播。或者是 The virus was proved capable of being transferred from animals to humans 这个病毒证明可以从动物转移到人身上 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, we learn here that Pasteur had a purpose and a vision. And we read, Pasteur didn't care what people thought. He believed in himself. Hold on a second. Is there a phrase for when you really do care about what other people think?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you care too much and you just want to make other people happy all the time.
I think we would call that person a people pleaser.
Bingo.
A people pleaser is somebody who just wants to please people. And it doesn't matter if it's the right thing or the wrong thing. They're more focused on getting another person's approval.
Yeah, this reminds me of that movie Gary was in. It's called Yes, Man. And he just said yes to everybody because he was afraid of hurting other people or maybe afraid of other people's rejection or not liking him, okay? Well, are you a people pleaser? Or when are you a people pleaser? I think most of us have been a people pleaser at some time or other in life.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but I was definitely a people pleaser. It seemed like I would always, or I'd have this tendency to always do what my friends wanted to do. So yeah. I wouldn't necessarily want to do something, but then I would do it just because that's what they were doing. I didn't know how to say no. But
yeah.
Trust me, I know how to say no now.
You know how to say no now?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
Good job, Rebecca. Oh my goodness, you are not a people pleaser anymore.
Yeah. I know it would make you very happy to see me drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But
you don't care.
I don't care.
You are just like Louis Pasteur. You guys have something to talk about.
We do, because we now believe in ourselves, so I'm working on it.
Very nice. Well, how does this lesson continue?
Well, we see, or we read, he kept right on working.
Mm-hmm.
And before we keep on going through the lesson, let's take a look at this phrase, to keep on doing something. This just means that you don't stop what you're doing, but you continue doing it. For example, let's say that a mom or dad called their son down for dinner. Hey, Johnny, it's time for dinner. But rather than coming to the dinner table, Johnny kept on studying.
Oh, he kept right on studying.
He kept right on studying.
So you could use the phrase without the word right,
mm-hmm.
or you could put the word right in there. Sometimes that word right just makes it more, it adds emphasis to the statement. He kept right on doing something. It's like the idea is that he has this purpose. He's very intentional about it. So like Johnny, he kept right on doing what he wanted to do. All right, let's see. Oh, the tortoise and the hare. You know that story?
I do. I love that story.
Yeah. Okay, so a turtle mm-hmm. and a rabbit, and they're in a race. The rabbit is going very fast. Mm-hmm. The tortoise, or the turtle, maybe feels like giving up, but he doesn't. He keeps right on running, even though he is running very slowly.
Ah, that's a great example. I definitely relate to that turtle, or tortoise,
oh.
more so than the rabbit. Well, let's keep right on going through our lesson. Meanwhile, in Germany, a boy named Joey was about to get into trouble. He wasn't a cruel boy. He was just thoughtless, so he didn't really think about other people or think about what he was doing, as children sometimes are. He was teasing a dog, but this dog was sick with rabies, which made the dog mad.
Oh, yes, I've seen video footage of animals with rabies. I've never seen a live animal up close with rabies, but if an animal has rabies, you could say that animal is rabid. We could say this is a rabid dog, R-A-B-I-D.
Mm-hmm. Right. A rabid dog or a rabid raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I think of this word and relate it to an animal that's out in the wild. So not usually a pet, but there are times when a pet dog might get bit by a rabid animal, and then that dog actually gets rabies.
You know what? Have you seen the movie Old Yeller?
Yes, very
yeah,
sad story.
It is a very sad mm-hmm. story. It's a famous old movie about a dog who was bitten by an animal, and he got rabies, and they had to put Old Yeller down, even though he was a very friendly dog before. So, friends, be careful around rabid animals. While we continue here, the invisible enemy, the rabies germs, were transferred from the dog to Joey. Oh, I hope the story gets better.
Yeah, me too. Well, right now it's time for Twin Time. Hello, everyone. We're glad to see you again. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Are you ready to start? Great, let's begin. The words are invisible, transfer, thoughtless, and rabies. The first sentence is, my neighbor just installed an dog fence. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do, and I think our friends do too.
My neighbor just installed an invisible dog fence. Christina, can you tell our friends what invisible means?
It means impossible to see. If I had to choose any superpower, I would want to be invisible.
Okay, here's the next sentence. Raccoons are the most common wild animal with... Great job! Raccoons are the most common wild animal with rabies. Rabies is a disease that can cause death. It can be passed on to humans by other animals. So, be careful. Here's our last sentence for today. How can you be so and not call when you are 2 hours late? If your answer is thoughtless, you are correct. How can you be so thoughtless and not call when you are 2 hours late? If someone is thoughtless, they don't consider how their words or actions may upset someone.
Right.
Well, you all did an excellent job today. We look forward to seeing you again on
Twin Time.
So what's going to happen to Joey?
Is he going to die? Or is he going to be okay?
I don't know. Well, I guess you're going to have to join us tomorrow.
We always say that. It's true. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.